Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. We are back at it again, family. Welcome to the show. If you haven't done so yet, leave a review on the show. Yes, you, the person who's listening to the sound of my voice right now, leave a review on the show, especially if you are listening to this on Apple Podcast. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it helps with the new people listening in for the very first time. So go ahead, take 2 minutes of your time to do that. And with that being said, let's jump straight into it, fam. Times are changing, fam. Times are changing. And if you do not approach change with change, you will get left behind. Nothing stays the same. And this is something where most people don't recognize this. And, you know, they're so complacent and they want to do things the same way over and over and over again, hoping that things don't change, right? But with technology, with social media, with the influence of the political side of things, the influence of TikTok and YouTube and Instagram, the world is wide open. Millions and millions of people all trying to grab your attention. You're seeing advertisements every single day poking at your insecurities, poking at your fears, poking at your doubts, poking at what you've been thinking about. Technology listening to your conversations. It knows what you're texting. It knows what you spend money on. It knows how much money you make. It knows almost everything about you. AI is a big one. A lot of people are going to be without a job. A lot of people are going to feel, man, what value do I bring? Because I can just type in, go to ChatGPT and just type in whatever question I want and it could come up. So what value do you bring? What information do you bring if I can find it instantly in a second? So now you have people doubting themselves, more people without work, More people being replaced. Social media changing the culture. The algorithms of Instagram and TikTok and YouTube Shorts changing the algorithms where now anybody can be discovered. Anybody can promote one great video that will be seen by, potentially be seen by thousands of people, right? So now what does this mean for you? By the information you consume, you know, what does it mean with the people you're being influenced by, your career, your future? How many people are teaching you the same old information? You're consuming the same old information. Everyone sounds the same. Everyone looks the same. Everyone's trying to follow and see what everyone else is doing. This is real, fam. This is a real thing. So what's going to matter most in 2024 and beyond? What is going to matter most? These are things you got to think about. And on this show, we talk about what's most important, which is the root cause to the problems of the mind. Because the more aware you become about yourself, the more you address the root cause, the more you address your insecurities, or you understand your insecurities, your fears, your depression, what you call anxiety, fixing your health, all these things. Addressing these things will allow you to see a whole new different world. It will allow you to see what is, but your perception and your perspective of what is starts to change. Your priorities start to change. You focus on different things. So regardless of what's happening in the world, you will always approach change with change, but change with forward direction, forward movement. Your consumption, what you consume, what you eat, everything that you consume has a purpose. The purpose is to see, to observe where the world is going. Where am I? Where do I fit? Or how is my business being impacted by what's happening in today's culture? How is my relationships being impacted? What's being promoted as okay? Right? You have a lot of things going on, especially in the political world, right? You know, this is the right way to have a relationship dynamic. This is what's right or wrong when it comes to being a real man and being a real woman. This is what's right and wrong when it comes to your religion, your gender, your transgender, your gay, you're straight, you like dolphins, all these things that people are doing in today's world. Again, it has an impact on you, whether you are paying attention to these things or not. Culture, society's culture has an impact on your family. And because of that, it has an impact on you. It has an impact on your relationships because your girl has eyes. That guy you're with has eyes, right? They're consuming content that's influencing them and they're seeing things every single day. What's good, bad, right, or wrong? The school systems, if you look at the school systems, what's in those textbooks? What's the right history, right? Is it what happened or what they want you to see? What is being talked about in these schools? What is the priority? Again, fam, as times change, you must change with the times. That is the whole purpose of what I'm talking about. But your change must not be the same as what everyone else is doing. Because once you are part of what everyone else is doing, by the time you see the information, it's too late. By the time you make your adjustments, it's too late. Even in the financial side of things, if we look at Bitcoin, the rise of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, think about how much that is going to impact the world. Now, how can you think about all these things if you're suffering from memory? How can you think about all these things if you are suffering from health issues? Now these things become overwhelming. Your adjustment, you're slow to adjust because you're so stuck in the mind. You're slow to adjust because you're afraid to make changes and take control of your life. You're afraid to adjust because you get discouraged when you see other people instead of observing and studying the marketplace. There's a sense of fear. So many people have fear. Fear. Everyone wants to be an overnight expert. Everyone wants to sit on their phones and just consume, 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 consume. People are on dating apps looking for the most lowest quality of human beings on there. Oh, who's on here? Let me see. Let me check. Let me see. Let me see. A lot of people, fam, are lost in search of direction, in search for clarity, in search for the way. So what do you do about this? What do you do about this information? How do you adjust? Right? How do you adjust? How do you know what's real? How do you know what's for you? How do you know the people around you are for you? Right? Look at the amount of empty relationships. The amount of empty relationships that you have with people that you just talk to just to waste time. Just to waste time. No real conversations. It's all fake. It's all the mask, right? And when I say the mask, meaning the persona or the perception that you put out when you're around people just to get a certain result, just to fulfill a need, fulfill loneliness, or fulfill, you know, just to make a little bit of extra money, just to make some profit. People act a certain way. All of this is happening, fam. All while your mind is pulling you in so many different directions. All while you start thinking about your past moves and where you at now and how you feel about yourself, moving with stamps. What I mean by stamps is that you're moving with these conclusions about yourself where you already assume that you are just the way you are. Again, this is a mind that's dead. This is a mind that is the punching bag for society. It is the mind that gets hit the most by everything that's happening. Because it's not solid with itself. It's not clear enough to see truth. It's not clear enough to be slicey. Slicing through the bullshit, slicing through the meaninglessness of the things that are being thrown your way because your priorities are straight. The best thing you can do, and always, regardless of what happens in the world today and the people around you, the best thing you can do is be solid with yourself and be honest with yourself. Know where you land. Know the value you provide. Know that there are consequences to what you prioritize, to what you've settled for, to what you give your attention to. Right? Think about this. I want you to really think about it. Whatever it is you're doing now, whether you're driving, working, listening to me at work, listening to me while you're running, working out at the gym, laying in bed, wherever you are listening to me, I really want you to pay attention to these words, because this is probably, if not the most real, valuable, and most important episode that you can listen to that I've ever done out of, what, 6+ years of recording this show. This right now is probably the most important. Because it's bringing awareness to all of the things that are happening around you. It's bringing awareness to the things that are happening in culture today. It's bringing awareness to the things that have always been and that you've ignored. The smallest things you care about that mean nothing. The things that you have control of that you don't even take control of. See, you would think that most people actually want the solution to their problems, which is not true. People don't want the solution to their problems. They want the greatest escape to their problems. Because with conclusions, you have already created this life about yourself, or this conclusion, this, you've already solidified your life in a lot of ways. Most people have already solidified their life. And again, I don't know who's listening to this, but most people have already said, this is my life, and now I'm just trying to survive. I'm consuming what's most entertaining. I'm addicted to my phone. I can't put it down. I'm addicted to YouTube. I can't put it down. I'm addicted to porn. I can't put it down. This is the problem that people are having. It's all around. Look at it. It's all around. It's all around. So for you to not take this serious and to not want the solution and looking for the greatest escapes, escaping through alcohol, drugs, smoking your life away, which makes you complacent when you shouldn't be. you know, people wanting to take it easy, doing the bare minimum. And I understand. I understand. I get it, right? Because it's all overwhelming and it's all hurting your health. It's all being, and your health is being impacted. Your financial situation's being impacted. Your relationships being impacted. Your family. It's like, yo, if you look around. And sometimes people just want to, yo, I just want to get away for a little bit. I just want to chill for a little bit because this is too much. You must be solid with yourself. You must control the things you have control of. You must have these core non-negotiable values, fam. These core values that regardless of what the consequences are, you are willing to pay those consequences. Because there's nothing more important than living your life, being principle-driven, purpose-driven, passionate, moving with love, as in the foundation is love in everything that you do. If this is your philosophy, if this is your religion, if this is your lifestyle, if this is the philosophy that you have bought into, the core principles that you have bought into, then there's, regardless of what happens around you, fam, you are solid. You are straight. In a world of AI, in a world of the technology taking over and things being more convenient, you stand out. You stand out because most people are operating on autopilot. Most people's minds are dead. Most people are in search for cheap entertainment. Most people are struggling with memory, things that happened many years ago. They're all in their minds because they're not consumed with anything in the present moment. They're not excited for the future. The future doesn't excite them. They're hoping things go well within the next 10 years, the next 5 to 10 years. I hope things go well instead of moving towards the direction that they want to go. What do you want out of life? What do you want, fam? What do you want? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be around? Are you preparing yourself for that? Are you making yourself more valuable? Or do you embarrass yourself any chance you get? Do you disrespect yourself any chance you get? The level of disrespect that most people have for themselves blows my mind. How you listen to things and say, it's not for me, that's not for me. How many minds can't think for itself because they're so used to just moving on autopilot, moving within systems, right, that make the mind dull, sluggish, lost. People jumping from philosophy to philosophy to book to book to podcast to podcast. Looking at it all and saying, who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing with my life? Which direction am I going? Why do I feel so lonely? Why life doesn't feel meaningful? What's my purpose? What am I doing here on this planet? All these questions that come up. But when you're sold on your way of life, on these principles, on the foundation, when you honor your word, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs to escape your problems, you don't watch pornography, you don't allow yourself to settle for what's not for you, you don't allow yourself to just consume, 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 and just be the punchy bag of society. You don't look at the technology that's coming out and say, well, that's not going to impact me. No, it is, because it impacts everyone around you. You must be up with the times. You must keep the mind alert. You must keep the mind sharp. You must keep the mind aware, right? And you must study to understand. Study to understand. But in order to get to that place, you must be solid with yourself. In order to get to that place, you must be clear with yourself. In order to get to that place, you must address the problems in the mind that are keeping you foggy. Because in the position that you're in, if you're not in a great position in life, you are going to consume the world from this lacking perspective. Something's always missing. Something's always lacking. And you fill it up with that. You fill the need with that. So now the books that you read are no longer books to read because you're trying to learn something new in order to, one, provide value, become more valuable, or to become aware of certain things. Instead, it's just a form of entertainment. The books become a form of entertainment when you have no intention to address the root cause. The podcast becomes a form of entertainment just to get past time when there's no real action behind what you're consuming. This is real. Mindlessly scrolling on social media without any real quality control. Things are being put in your subconscious. Consuming. 3 hours go by. And if you look at what you're doing with your life in actuality, you're just staring at a screen. Sitting on your couch. Talking about, why do I feel like life is meaningless? Why do I feel like there's nobody out there? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel so... Look at what you're looking for. Cheap dopamine hits. And it's strong. It's strong. Quality control says, this is what I'm consuming because this is what I'm doing. This is the direction I'm going. This is what I'm learning. This is where I'm going. That's quality control, fam. Quality control is protecting the mind, protecting your energy. Quality control is saying, is this aligned with my core principles? And do I react to things or do I observe things? Am I in it or am I above it? Come on, fam. Are you following me? Are you following what I'm saying? If you don't understand, keep listening to this episode over and over and over again. Are you in it or are you above it? Are you observing or are you reacting? Are you changing with the times? As in becoming more valuable, approaching change with change, or are you allowing everything to change around you, which means you are in the ass end of the change. You're the last one to get it. You're the last one to understand it. You're the last one to make adjustments. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'm bringing awareness to things that you try to ignore. Most people try to ignore their health. Most people don't want to work out. Most people try to ignore the fact that they haven't been doing what they said they were going to be doing. Most people are ignoring the fact that they are unprepared for life. They're unprepared for life and they wonder why when things happen, it's just not going their way. Right? When things happen, it's like, why do I feel like life is difficult? Why do I feel overwhelmed? Why is all this happening? It's because, fam, you're unprepared. Of course, there's fear because of the moves you're making on the day-to-day. Of course, there's fear, right? Of course, that when you start hating on things you see and hating on people's success, or not really understanding what success is because there's things within yourself that you haven't addressed, that you haven't understood. It's just a mind that's just existing. See, complacency, fam. Complacency dulls the mind. One of the worst days of your life will be the day that you achieve a goal. Listen to what I'm telling you. One of the worst days of your life will be the day that you achieve a goal. Because once that happens, now you're back at zero. And back at zero means, okay, what's next? What's the next mountain are you going to climb? And if you're not aware of that, you can fall into trying to fill that up with things that just make you feel good for the moment. If you don't understand that you are in this area of success or complacency, like once you start winning, right, and you assume that you're good and you think that you're good, the mind just settles, and in this process of settling and complacency, now you're like, okay, what's next? What do I need to do? What's next? Because you've achieved the goal, right? Now, this can take years for people to figure out. They fall into bad habits. They build relationships with the wrong people. They're in environments that they shouldn't be in simply because it's just this feeling that's confused by loneliness, right? One feels lonely. One feels bored. One feels like meaninglessness because I've achieved something. Now, when you're in project mode, you got something going on, something that you're working on, something that you're excited about, and you're all in on this project mode and you're giving yourself to this. Now, in that process, there's movement, right? That process, you're consumed by it. That process, you're building something. That process, you're creating, you're expressing yourself. You're in it, right? You're trying to build, you're in your own lane, you're focused, you're consuming what you need to consume that's going to help you, that's part of your mission in life. That's part of your mission in life. Everything that you consume will be part of your mission in life. Even then, this will go over people's heads. Because at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do always. And you're going to do what you feel is right for you. And some minds are already so far gone that the information that they listen to, they're so disconnected from it. Because it might just create transformation. It might just open up a whole new set of problems. Because every solution creates a whole new set of problems. So once you become successful, or once you reach a goal, or once you've created safety and security for yourself, whatever that feels like for you, life continues on, and you must continue to grow. And you must remind yourself and understand when you're in that position, there's adjustments that have to be made while the world is changing around you. While everybody's trying to influence your family and friends to think a certain way. While technology changes, the currencies change, inflation, all these things, especially your personal problems as well. People around you just changing their ways because of what they're being influenced by. So then you must see that when priorities change, so do your relationships. You can't be complacent, fam. You can't settle. You can't settle in life. Growth is forever. You must continue to stay ahead of the curve. You must continue to stay ahead of the game. And you must continue to grow and stay in your own lane. Focus on becoming more valuable. Focus on building yourself up. Focus on addressing the problems in the mind. Focus on your character, your habits, your core values. Your core values, fam, what are they? Do you know yourself? Focus on the things that you have control of. Responsibility, priorities. See, all of this has been happening. Everything that I'm mentioning has happened many times over in the last, you know, since the beginning of time. So many things are happening all at the same time. So many people making decisions all at the same time. I'm just bringing awareness to it right now for you. Bringing awareness to these things where you can't just exist. Just to exist and think, oh, why am I living a unfulfilled life? Versus building yourself up and believing that you can have everything you want on the other side, that the mountain you are climbing is worth it, that the things that you are focusing on is worth it. It's taking control of your life and being intentional with your day-to-day moves, your moment-to-moment moves, being intentional with your moment-to-moment decision-making, valuing decision-making. valuing the understanding of the body and mind, learning about yourself, and as not only yourself as the person you are, but as a human being. Understanding how human beings operate, understanding what is, so you won't be surprised when it happens. Like I said, this is probably the most important episode I've ever done, because in a world where people are looking to run away from themselves, you are here right now listening to my voice, being aware of these things so you can create a life that you don't have to escape from, so you could be prepared for it all, so you can build yourself up and live a life of purpose. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.